USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a surging coronavirus outbreak a red alert that requires all hands on deck in Congress.
Yesterday, our nation suffered a horrifying 144,000 new infections, the eighth straight day of over 100,000 cases.
The city of Chicago on Thursday announced a 30-day stay-at-home order to take effect next week as Illinois and other states across the country are experiencing a rapid surge in COVID-19 cases. Chicago residents being asked to leave their homes for essential activities such as school or grocery shopping and not hold gatherings with anyone outside the person's immediate household and to avoid all non-essential travel. Mayor Lightfoot was dancing in the streets after the media declared Joe Biden as president on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Pennsylvania judge ruled in favor of President Trump's campaign on Thursday, saying the Pennsylvania Secretary of State overstepped her authority to change an election deadline 2 days before the election last week. The Democrats submitting guidance saying proof of identification could be provided up until November 12th. State law stipulates that voters have until November 9th to deal with problems regarding a lack of proof of identification. As far as other lawsuits regarding Pennsylvania, Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News.
In seven counties, Democrat-leaning counties, they received your ballot in advance. It's illegal to open those ballots until Election Day, the mail-in ballots. But somehow they were determining which ballots were not accurate and telling voters to fix them in advance.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats will enter 2021 with their slimmest majority in the House since World War II. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As crime and violence in one city increases, they're turning to outside police to respond to emergencies.
The Minneapolis City Charter requires that there be a police department and that it's funded and staffed based on population figures. That's not what happened when the city council moved $1.1 million from the police to the health department to fund violence interrupters who would mediate conflicts. Now, Minneapolis police cannot keep up with the violent crime in the area that is spiraling out of control. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says they need help.
I have 74 people who are no longer alive in this city because they've been killed. I've got almost 500 people who've been shot and wounded in this city. We can talk about reimagining policing. I'm talking about what is necessary today in this city, and we need extra resources.
The mayor, Jacob Frey, has the authority to make all rules and regulations for police. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Lindsey Graham says the runoff elections for both Senate seats in Georgia are extremely important.
Bernie's America is on the ballot in Georgia.
The South Carolina Republican speaking on Fox News saying Democrats would look to change America if they win control of the Senate runoff elections.
The Electoral College would be changed so that New York and California pick the president. South Carolina and Georgia won't matter anymore because it would be a popular vote election.
Regarding Georgia, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying on Sunday, if we win Georgia, we can take over the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.